Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you can also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Tim Ferriss has been called a cross between Jack Welch and a Buddhist monk by the New York Times. He is one of Fast Company's most innovative business people and an early-stage tech investor advisor in Uber, Facebook, Twitter, Shopify, Duolingo, Alibaba, and 50 other companies. He is also the author of 4 number one New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestsellers. The Observer and other media have named him the Oprah of audio due to the influence of his podcast, The Tim Ferriss Show, which has exceeded 200 million downloads and been selected for Best of iTunes 3 years running. Wow, he even has me beat. Today, Tim talks about how top performers start their mornings. Listen to Tim.
One of the commonalities, one of the patterns that you spot really quickly if you interview hundreds of world-class performers, and I just interviewed 130 or so for my new book, Tribe of Mentors, is the fact that they have consistent morning routines. They have some type of recipe, a boot-up sequence that they use to win the day in some fashion. And it ranges from, for instance, mindfulness, and that could be mindfulness meditation, where you find, say, Evan Williams, who is well-known for Blogger, Twitter, also Medium, who spends time every morning, as I do, with some type of meditative practice. Could be insight, it could be transcendental meditation. You could use an app like Headspace, which I think is a great place to start. And it trains you, it allows you to practice becoming more aware and less reactive so that you're not thrown off by the unexpected challenges and problems of the day. And that helps you to be much more productive and much more centered. You can achieve that in other ways. Gratitude is a common element. So Tim O'Reilly, who's just an incredible entrepreneur, thinker, writer, and thought leader in Silicon Valley, goes for a run and will take a photograph of a single flower on his run every morning, right? And this teaches you to pause and to assess how you're, say, responding to things. So that is a really beautiful practice that can be done with gratitude lists. I use something called the 5-Minute Journal, but Whitney Cummings, incredible stand-up comedian, writer, and much more, also has gratitude lists. And this is, say, naming 3 things that you're grateful for each morning. Tony Robbins does this. Brian Grazer, incredibly well-known, iconic TV and film producer, also does this. I think he's had 180 Emmy nominations or something like that. And that achieves very much the same thing of present state awareness and looking for the positive as opposed to fixating on the negative. And last but not least, you have, say, Jocko Willink, retired Navy SEAL commander, who will lay out his clothing, his workout clothing, the night before so that there's no conscious decision required where willpower or lack thereof could intercede. His clothing is ready. He's already set his to-do list for the next day. He wakes up at 4:30. That's not quite when I wake up. And grabs the clothes, boom, directly to the gym. And he has a home gym where he does his workouts. This is also very common where people recognize these very busy, very driven people that if it's inconvenient to work out, they probably won't do it. So Jocko has a home gym where barbell, plates, squat rack, 3 sets of rings at different heights, a kettlebell, and you're good to go. That's all you need. So there's a few of the things that I've seen repeatedly in different forms with hundreds of top performers that they use to win the morning so they can win the day.
That's awesome. Now, for more from Tim Ferriss, simply search YouTube and go to his website, abouttim.com. His best-selling book, Tribe of Mentors, is available at his website and or amazon.com. And please realize, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Today, you've been hanging out with Tim Ferriss. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show, and thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. find more great content online at georgebolick.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bolick. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.